And to think that, you know, my life will change for the worse or for the better, I mean, what happens, happens. But one thing that has happened is I've learned different coping mechanisms, and the idea of me unlearning those is not very likely, right? I think that, you know, if you're asking, will there be Strapping and Lad reunion or whatever, there's no need for that for me, right?
Sure.
And in all honesty, I listened to Alien the other day, which was, you know, my favorite Strapping and Lad record, I think, between that and City. And I remember thinking, God, man, I love this. But the amount of intensity that it takes to maintain that,
oh,
is something that I just very simply don't want to do, right?
Especially so, being a father, and,
Well, yeah, dude. I mean, I'm almost 40, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, there's no lack of respect for the music or lack of, you know, interest in the intensity. It's just I don't feel like that anymore, and I don't want to feel like that anymore.
Yeah, you can't do that all the time.
That's the choice that I made, and that's what I found towards the end.
It's like you become some sort of, like a musical ninja. Like, you're not that aggression doesn't, it still belongs in your life to a point, like you were saying.
Of course, it has to be.
You've learned to deal with it and channel it in different ways, in creative ways.
Yeah, I think it's important just in terms of, like, emotional health to learn how to cope with aggression, right? And I mean, when you're in your mid-20s, it's very appropriate, I think, to deal with it the way that I deal with it. But to continue doing that into adulthood, just in a lot of ways, you know, stings of emotional retardation, as far as I'm concerned, right? So, you know, the reasons why Strapping and Lad were in my life was, you know, in my opinion, to mess in my life, and that's where I am now. So, again, it's no disrespect to the music or to the people or anything. It's just I don't feel like doing it. I don't, you know, I don't think I have it in me to maintain. I know I don't have it in me to maintain that level of intensity. And, you know, it's my life, right? And I choose to do something different.
Well, here's something, and I'm sure you know this by now, but I think the fans appreciate that, because you're not going to bullshit them. You're not going to fake it.
Well, that's it. That's it, man. And I mean, there's going to be some fans who are going to hear what I do now and just be like, well, hey, I just straight up don't like this. And that's cool too, right? Because, you know, I know for myself that if somebody made a record that I thought was great when I was younger, and it basically became the soundtrack to a certain frame of mind or a certain life experience, you're going to want to hear that again and again and again. But, you know, it's a catch-22 as the artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you try and recreate something that you're, like, past for the sake of others and for, you know, a paycheck? Or do you write because you write and that's what you do, right? And like I said in the very first minute of our conversation, that's what I do. I'm an artist, right? And, you know, however good of an artist is up to other people to decide. But in my mind, I mean, that's what I do, right? So I got to follow it.
You know, your honesty really blows me away. I really, really appreciate that. Not many guys would say, I don't know if it's going to be good or not, but I'm going to throw it out there and see if it sticks. Man, that's pretty cool.
I mean, I won't put something out that I don't think is good, but during the writing process, I'm definitely not going to be super critical of the writing, because then I'll never get anything done,
yeah.
Right? If I write a couple of riffs and think, oh, that sucks, and then just abandon it, you know, I could miss out on what has happened on a number of occasions where I think, well, just hang on, just keep going with it and see where it leads. And in some cases, it leads to places that are great, right?
Sure.
So, but, you know, during that process, yeah, there's a lot of turds that you end up writing and, like, having to cast aside, right?
You've definitely become, like, a figurehead in the metal world, and I don't mean like a lot of the random bands that are out there. I mean like some true metal. Through everything you've done, through, like we were talking, through SYL, through the Devin Townsend Project, what do you think personally about the state of metal and hard rock music today? Do you think it's going in the right direction?
Well,